You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I hope everyone is keeping warm. Down in Nashville, it is freezing. Hello. And again, I hope everyone is doing well. I'm Robin Wolf, your evidential medium, psychic, animal communicator, and mentor. And I am here to do a reading for you today if there is anyone interested. I didn't think about today and what to talk about. So let's think about what I could talk about while I'm waiting for someone to do a reading. How about we talk about mediumship? So mediumship really changed my life. And I think it's really helpful. I was talking to a client this morning. She isn't just a client. She's a friend, and she's also a student of mine. And she's really just taking mediumship classes for fun. It's not because she wants to be a medium, but she has realized that not only is she really good at connecting with spirit, but it's really helped her help her friends and help herself deal with the passing of close friends, relatives, loved ones, just because she now believes in the spirit world. She believes that when you pass away, your physical body dies, but your soul is still around, and your soul is still growing and becoming and healing and just doing things that you might have done on the earth plane. But I also believe that when your soul loses its physical body, that that soul is still walking with us on the earth plane. It's just two separate planes, but they're still walking with us. And what's so great about, it's not great when we lose a loved one. I lost my mom, I lost people, and it's really hard. But it's fun when we know that you can communicate still with your loved ones that have passed, and they can communicate with you. But anyway, I do have Suzanne.
And I am in Nova Scotia.
Oh, okay. Is it cold there?
Very. Very cold, yeah.
I am not jealous. I am not jealous. 18 degree weather at night for me is cold enough. how can I help you today?
It's just a basic reading is fine. Okay. If that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's perfect. I'm going to use a mixture of tarot cards and my own psychic gift. So as I'm shuffling the cards, I'm going to kind of focus, zoom in on you and see what energy and what I'm picking up from you. So just bear with me as I shuffle. And just as I'm shuffling, please focus on yourself and what your wants and needs are. And just give me a moment. Okay. So I am picking up on a lot of opportunities for you that are starting to happen. I'm picking up on finances. I'm also picking up on a relationship. And I don't know if you're married or with someone, but I do feel like this relationship, there's a relationship that's growing. I'm not picking up that it's romantic, but I am picking up that the relationship, I don't know how to say this. It's warming up in some way, and there's some celebration going on. Does that make any sense to you?
I don't know. I mean, I'm happily married right now. And
okay, like, so does it mean, would you understand that this really, I'm not picking up on a romantic relationship. I'm picking up that it's more with work and something warming up and getting ready to grow.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, both of us are actually retired, so we're not working at this moment. So that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm still getting, though, that it has to do with building something. And if it's not something with work or with business, then I do feel like it's something with finances. So is it possible that you and your husband are preparing to either buy something, sell something, or you're talking about finances? Because I'm getting a lot of celebration.
Interesting. So in the last month, I would say the last couple weeks, we've been actually talking about moving, but not in the near, like probably next 2 years or something, but we're looking to buy the right home. And I'm hoping that we will find the right home out of the area.
So it's interesting that you say that, because I'm getting 2026/2027. So, but I'm getting that you're moving before 2027, but it's going to prepare you for the rest of, I want to say the rest of your, like this new chapter, because for me, 2026 is a new chapter, but it's leading to 2027. So like astrologically, 2027 is going to be when you put everything together to build. Yep. And so I am just picking up. It's interesting that you say that, because the building that I see looks very European. I'm not saying you're leaving Nova Scotia, but I do feel like Nova Scotia has some European looking buildings and houses. So I do feel like it's wherever you're going, it's going to be outside of city limits. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Perfect. And I'm seeing a new castle. So for me, that's a new home. I'm also seeing new beginnings there, and a lot of celebration. It's interesting, though, because I still feel like there's, even though you're retired, I feel like there, I'm not saying you're going to start a new business, but I feel like there's something that you really enjoy doing. And whether it's helping people or helping your family, I'm not saying financially, but I still feel like there's something brewing that you really want to do. So does it have anything to do with writing something? Are you putting together a story for your family while you're looking for places to move?
Not really. No. No, not really.
Okay.
But, I'm always thinking.
Okay, because I just keep getting there's either a story to tell, or there's a way that when you move, you're going to help a group, you're going to get involved or something with a group of people. And I feel like that's part of the celebration, because I'm getting that you and your husband are very non-judgmental. You don't judge other people. You're very open and understanding. And you listen.
Exactly.
Okay, because I just keep getting that you're good listeners, like the best. And I just keep getting this feeling that wherever you go, you're going to be the matriarch and patriarch of that new neighborhood or that new group of people that you find. So I feel like life is about to change for you between the summer and 2027. And it's going to bring you and your husband a lot of gifts, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I don't mean awesome. Financial gifts. I mean more.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I feel like I have to say this to you, but don't give up hope, because something, the right place is going to come along. And you're not going to have to fight to get it. You're not going to have to fight to own it. It's just going to come along and it's going to be very easy.
Okay.
I don't think that, I don't know. I just don't feel like life has always been easy, but it's easy now. Does that make sense to you? I mean, I don't feel like life is hard for you. I just feel like things are going to get less, it's not going to feel bumpy looking for a place to move to. It's just going to be, I'm here today and I'm there tomorrow, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Do you have any questions that I'm not answering?
sort of, okay, so the rest of my own, our own personal families are out of Nova Scotia. They're in another province in Canada. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard not being around.
Yes.
But, yeah. So, I mean, of course, there's always, you know, FaceTime and all that. It's not the same. Yeah, we do miss especially our children.
It could be why I have been seeing a really big place. So I'm wondering if you're going to find something where everyone can come and visit. Because I keep getting that you're going to have, I don't want to say a reunion, but that's what I'm getting. But I feel like it's going to be a very large piece of land where people can visit and where your family can visit and come and go as they please. Again, go ahead.
No, I don't want to interrupt you.
Okay, because we only have a
you
minute.
Go ahead.
So I just keep getting, it's interesting because it's almost like I'm seeing a bed and breakfast, but not for customers, for family. And I do feel like you're manifesting it. So I want to say in the last couple of seconds that we have, is manifest what you want, maybe even make a vision board, and just look at it all the time and manifest it. I still am getting the writing. So write what you want to happen. And I do feel like before the summer comes, you're going to find it. And I hope that helps. And I wish you, I really hope that comes true for you sooner than later.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone has a good day today.